Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Today, we finish our look at Stephen Mosier's opening address to the 42nd Annual National Right to Life Convention last month. Mr. Mosier is president of the Population Research Institute and addressed the overpopulation myth that is used to justify promoting abortion to limit population growth. At the close of yesterday's show, Mr. Mosier noted the advances we've made as a society and the fact that last year we welcomed the 7 billionth person into the world.
This is a victory over death. Now, you would think that these numbers, that these videos would speak for themselves. But the mainstream media on this issue seems more inclined to propagate false myths than report the truth, or even allow rigorous debate. Let me give you an example. Here is how the media shuts us out in many cases. The BBC called me on Tuesday of this week to ask if I would go on air to discuss a report out of China on the one-child policy. Abuses in the one-child policy abound. We haven't time to talk about them today, but forced abortions are still occurring, forced sterilizations, late-term abortions of the kind that I witnessed over 30 years ago are still happening every day in China. Women are being arrested for the crime of being pregnant, the crime of being pregnant, taken sometimes by force to abortion clinics, sometimes held down on operating tables and forced to have abortions. Babies are being killed at birth because they're illegal children. They don't have a quota from the government, the quota that would allow them to live, and without that quota, they're condemned to death. So all of these things are still happening. The BBC wanted me on the air. I had a lengthy pre-interview interview with Rosita Rizzotti of the BBC, eager to have me on. Then shortly before I was to go on, I received the following email. Steve, how best do we describe the Population Research Institute? We may have a problem if it is a pro-life organization. I welcome your advice, please. Regards, Rose. Well, I confirmed that, yes, we were a pro-life organization, but we were also engaged in objective demographic and population research, but the segment was canceled. Why? Because we're pro-life, and therefore we're beyond the pale of what the BBC considers to be the allowable range of opinions on subjects. And so we don't exist, and the listeners of the BBC are not allowed to hear us. So the deadly myth of overpopulation that continues to kill millions, tens of millions of babies each year in China and elsewhere lives on. We in the pro-life movement own the future. Let me close with a story from the Canadian March for Life. Now, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police partitioned the area in front of the Canadian Parliament building, a huge lawn, into two areas, one for the pro-life demonstrators and one for the pro-abortion demonstrators. They gave we pro-lifers about two-thirds of the lawn. They gave the pro-abortion demonstrators about one-third of the lawn. Now, let's talk about the numbers. We had 20,000 on our two-thirds of the lawn. In fact, our 20,000 went out into the street and down the street because we could have used some of the one-third that was given to the other side because they didn't need it. They had 50 people. 50. So we had 20,000 young, vibrant pro-lifers. They had 50 thin, graying ranks of just a couple dozen people on the pro-choice side of the issue. Again, we in the pro-life movement own the future.
We've provided information to purchase a CD or MP3 of this and every other general session and workshop at NRLC 2012 at www.prolifeperspective.com. We've also provided links to the work of the Population Research Institute and several of the videos Mr. Mosier screened at the convention.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.